ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast. Mix. Ted. Woo! Yeah. Mix.
It's the MegaCast. Hello, everybody, for tuning in to this very soothing sound of the Ted Smith, and I am Steve Miggs.
Today, we're going to explore jazz.
Jazz, the XFL, and face tattoos.
Beats per minute. Do they affect play? We'll find out today.
Will your baby sleep in a car when you're listening to music that's a little too aggressive? Find out with the Baby Report. Starring Steve Miggs.
I can't do that. That's so hard to do. The Baby Report starring Steve Miggs. Like, what has happened to this cast? Welcome back to the MegaCast. Steve, how is it with the newborn?
Well, Ted, I'm not getting naps like I used to. Other than that, it's been pretty good, but I did not realize how important naps were to my sleep schedule. And I feel like a freaking walking zombie at all times.
Oh, there's part of me that's happy to hear it.
Yeah, dude, like, it's funny because, like, even Sid this morning is just like, how you feeling today? I'm like, I'm tired. I'm very tired. Yesterday, tired. And I'm like, I don't get it. I'm going to bed. She's like, well, maybe you should go to bed earlier. I don't mind. Like, because we all go to bed together. All right. And I like that because it's silly, but it's our thing already. She puts on her pajamas. We get into bed. We read her a bedtime story. Her and Lulu, of course, because, you know, Lulu's important.
Had a girl, Lou.
And then we put her into her little bassinet thingy that she sleeps in. And I enjoy doing that. And we're not doing it super late, like 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock, which is typically when we go to bed. So I'm going to bed at a good time. I'm not staying out late like I used to with training or hockey or whatever it may
drinking,
be.
Drinking, drugging.
Oh, yeah, you know me, doing that, you know, meth. Meth Wednesdays. I'm not doing it anymore.
It was always weird when you'd hit me up on Wednesdays at like 2 in the morning, like, yeah. Ted, you up? Like, no, dude, I'm a grown-up.
I mean, you know, you podcast together. I figured, you know what, you'd want to know that I'm doing meth at 2 in the morning.
Right.
Well, you know, that's frowned upon as a parent, so I'm trying my best not to do it.
Yeah. But just, man, parents.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I can do all the meth I want.
Yeah, and I appreciate you texting me on Thursday nights when you do your meth.
Yeah, Thursday meth.
Yeah.
TM.
Thursdays. I don't know. But, dude, like, I'm like, I don't get it. And then it hit me. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting more sleep overall from, like, the minute I go to bed to the minute I wake up for the most part. But, like, before I was still going to bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock most nights of the week, except maybe a couple nights of the week I was staying out late, which I'm not doing anymore.
Right.
The one big difference is I used to get home and, like, get a good 40-minute nap in. And yeah. I'm not getting that at all. Because it's like the minute I come home, I mean, Tatum's a sweet little baby, but she doesn't shut the F up right around the time I get home. So it's like, it's legitimately, like, it's not like she's crying, but, like, every 10 seconds she just goes, ah! And I'm like, are you going to cry? What's going on? Ah! Like, what is this? It's like, okay, I'm not getting a nap in. And because, you know, Sid wants to go to the gym or get her nails done, and I'm not going to be like, no, I need a nap. It's like, yeah, go do that. You've been around the baby all day.
Yeah, go talk to somebody.
Right, be around other humans. Yeah. Do the things that you love to do. But Sid's getting chill, rested, cuddly baby all day long.
You got afternoon.
I got afternoon.
I'm going to get drunk on Saturday and do that to you all day. Every 10 minutes.
I hope you do. So anyways.
Also, though, how long have you been doing mornings now?
Oh, man. Too long. 98-ish. It's a late 97.
Wait, so your body is really kind of betting 22. On that nap.
It lives for naps. I could do 3 hours of sleep at night. I just need that nap. And I'm not talking like an hour nap, 2 hour nap, although those are nice sometimes. 30 to 40 minutes, I'm good till 9 p.m.
Yeah, yeah, the power nap.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how many times, like, we've talked about hanging out or whatever, and you're like, yeah, yeah, I'm just gonna, it's back in the day before you were married, we used to hang out a lot. Like,
yeah.
And you just be like, no, I just gotta get a nap in, I'll be over to scoop you up. Like, cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to be able to get them a lot more when my wife was working.
Yeah.
Because then it was just like, it didn't matter when that nap happened, as long as it happened. So I'd lie on the couch, watch some wrestling, doze off, wake up, and now I'm good to go. And then when she stopped working, when she was pregnant, I got it. I was like, okay, babe, just give me this next hour. I'd even set an alarm. Like, I'm setting a timer for an hour. If I get a nap in, great. If I don't, at least I've rested.
Are you a couch or
a couch, yeah.
Or a bed napper?
Although I think I might have to do the bed thing, you know?
My problem is,
the baby downstairs. She can fend for herself. Lulu will watch her.
My problem is, I feel like if I take a nap in a bed, Lulu, it's a risk.
It is.
Right?
The couch is the way to go. And honestly, I love the, like, before I used to do like hour and a half or a 2 hour timer.
All right.
That way, when all else, because the minute I get past that 2 hour nap thing, then it's just I'm a walking zombie because I got too much sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's a thin line.
It's like that 30 to 90 minutes. I'm okay. Anything past that, I'm effed.
Why does though? Like for me, I like the Sunday nap.
Yeah.
Like I don't know. I used to like kind of time it out during like get up, watch some Red Zone, take a nap, and then get up and watch like the late games.
100%.
But right, that's the only time I'll nap in the bed because it's like you're just risking it. If I know I got to do something in 45 minutes or an hour, mm-hmm. we're on the couch.
Yeah. And it's I miss my naps. So I mentioned
I'm not even tired and I want a nap. You're making them sound so nice.
Naps are the greatest thing ever. So I mentioned it to Sid this morning. He's like, well, let's try and get you back into your naps. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I'm losing my mind. Like, I mean, I'm not, it's a weird tired because like I said, it makes no sense. I'm getting a good night's sleep. I'm just not getting my naps.
Right. And your body's just used to it.
Nap. All right. You know what also helps when I'm tired? It's when I get tenon.
Yeah, man.
Get that heart rate and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
We got a big weekend ahead, so we got to get ready for it, man.
Ah.
We got a good one. I think this is a banger. You ready, Ted?
I like the intro.
All right. It's about time for us to get 10 Mega Family.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Whoa. Whoa.
Coming back.
Is it?
Ha!
Equalizer.
DJ Steve,
woo!
Dropping a banger.
Back on the ones and twos, what?
It's because I'm out doing my mess. This is what not napping sounds like. This is Steve's brain.
That's actually Tatum in that part, right here.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Your TED Talk is take naps, I'm going to punch you.
He was going to say, try something different. Maybe for you, it's not taking naps. No, try something new. Take a chance. It can be something simple like, you know, like I'm going to get out of my routine or something else. Or
yes.
Maybe just a trip or somebody offers you something. Take them up on it.
Like meth. All right, acid,
right? Psychedelics. Either way, I've had a couple things come my way, and I was just like, you know what? Screw it, I'm going. And like, walked into work the next day, took a couple days off. Like, I'm taking this trip.
Ooh, mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Can we talk about it?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. March 26th, your boy will be in Dodger Stadium, Giants Dodgers opening day.
No,
behind the plate.
Really?
Yeah.
How many seats behind the plate?
I don't know. My buddy's just like, I got the dugout tickets, like fly down. It's on me. And I was like, in.
Did you Google what encompasses the dugout tickets, like free food and stuff?
Yeah.
Free booze?
Yeah.
Is it like the Diamond Club here?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's amazing.
I know. But I was just like, usually I would him and haul. And I was like, screw it.
Yeah.
I was like, man, January got to me. That's too much. Like, even for me.
A lot of rain.
It was just wet. So I was like, L.A., March. And I've been to opening night.
Yeah.
At Safeco.
Same
and
here.
I broadcast like during opening day. But I've never
remember
actually
those
been,
broadcasts. Those were
right,
fun.
But we were on in the afternoon, so we never went to the game. So I'm excited. It's the first time I've actually been to an opening day game. Like the start of the season.
We would do the broadcast, and then by the time the game started, I was just S-faced.
Right.
Yeah, and so I don't even remember the games.
Right. Well, that was our problem too. I remember we did it down at Pyramid once, but by the time our show starts an hour into it, everybody goes into the game.
Yeah.
And then it's just us in an empty parking lot.
Dude, that's rad. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
Oh, I can't wait, man.
Yeah, I mean, I got that one trip I'm going to do with Ryan Castle, and I was like, kind of the same thing. Like, I mean, granted, it's Pearl Jam, so it's not like a big stretch, but I always wanted to travel to a different city to see Pearl Jam. I'm never going to be able to do what like a lot of my friends do, and they just travel into multiple cities. You know, yeah. Like, that's just not going to happen. Like, but I wish I could, maybe one day, who knows? But, you know, right now, that's a little difficult.
I really had no idea people did that to Pearl Jam until we went to that show last year. And yeah. Everybody's like, I've been to 34 shows or this. I was like,
my favorite was one guy. I'm like, he's like, how many have you been to? I'm like, this is like number 13 or 12 for me. And he's like, cool. He's like, you only have like another 109 before you catch up to me. And I'm like, what? And it's just like, yeah, they've been a band for a while, but to see them over 100 times, that's amazing.
I'm trying to think. I think I've only seen them 3 or 4 times.
Uh-huh.
Right? I saw him in Maryland once years ago. And then we saw him at the Gorge together.
That was a good one.
That was a blast.
Yeah.
And then we went to the home shows. I'm like, wait, have I seen Pearl Jam in between that? I'm not sure. Oh, yeah. I saw him at Key once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That one was a little, and he was really digging on the slow stuff.
Oh, that might have been the one where I almost divorced my wife.
Really?
She sat down like an hour and a half into it, and it really bothered me. Because she's playing on her phone. I'm like, hey, like, it's very visible you don't want to be here. Like, that's not cool. This is my favorite band. She's like, well, I'm just kind of bored. I'm like, yeah, but like, if this was your concert, you know full well I would not be pulling that kind of crap on you.
Well, I would also say this.
And then she apologized, and I was like, yep, that's right.
I am right. I remember that show, though, too. My buddy Will was in town, and we had partied pretty hard all weekend. And that show was like a Sunday or Monday night.
Something like that.
And we were just, because he went and saw the same show like 2 months later in California. He was like, dude, it was great. He goes, I think we were just too tired.
And also, I mean, there are times where Eddie picks, because that's the reason why a lot of people do tour and follow Pearl Jam, because unlike a lot of bands that have a set tour set list, because they have lighting, they have stage ideas, they have certain triggers to their music. So it would be impossible for bands to just kind of randomly play songs for some bands.
Right.
Pearl Jam's more of like, you know, straightforward. There's no bells and whistles to what they do. They got a lighting guy that can follow along with what they're doing. They don't need certain like cues or whatever it may be. So every show, Eddie writes up a set list like maybe minutes before the show or an hour before the show based on his mood and what he thinks the band's mood is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So maybe that show we saw was much quieter.
Absolutely. There might be a show where he's just not feeling like being crazy Eddie Vedder. And so, yeah, he'll make sure, you know, I'd imagine that he makes sure there's certain songs in there to make.
Right. There's certain songs you got to play.
Right. Like, Yo, Ledbetter is always going to be in there. Alive, Even Flow. Even if they're not always in there, at least one of those is in there. You know what I mean? But then there's probably shows where he's like, I'm just feeling it. Let's go, boys. And it's just a hard rocking. Because even like the home shows, both shows were great. But it was just like both were very different. And that's what Pearl Jam fans love, is that they don't know what they're going to get until they get to the show. Because, you know, it's like the Grateful Dead. That's what people loved about the Grateful Dead, or Fish. You're not going.
Well, you know what I say about Fish? Always miss the Sunday show.
Yes.
If you're a Fish fan, you'll get that joke.
And always dress up as the members of Bert and Ernie. But yeah, so I'm pumped. We're going to go to Oakland on a Sunday. And go see Pearl Jam. And I'm excited, man.
Are you guys going to work on Monday?
Nope.
Oh, well, okay, cool. Light,
but we got that Monday off.
All right, cool. I was like, wait a minute.
Same thing. Because originally I was like, we were going to do Saturday. And I'm like, in order to pull off Saturday, we'd have to take a 5:45 in the morning flight just to make it economically okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. Any later, it was just like, it was ridiculous what they were charging on a Saturday for flights. But I'm wrestling at Battlemania the night before at the Showbox. And that's a big show.
That's a massive show.
That's our WrestleMania. And I'm hoping that I'll have a high profile one. You know, I really feel like I've been putting in the work, and I'm hoping that I'm going to get an opportunity to like not just be on the pre-show, even though the pre-show is fun. Like, I want to be outside of the pre-show, and that would be pretty cool. If that happens, I want to celebrate. The last thing I want to do is have a sore body and be worn out and then get on a plane at 5:45 in the morning. It's going to hurt the Pearl Jam show that night. So I was like, Castle, if I could get Monday off, can we go Sunday? He's like, Sunday actually works out better for me and price-wise on the tickets.
It's got to be so much cheaper flying down on Sunday, flying out Monday morning.
And we're able to find a 9:45 flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So we're doing that. It's going to be awesome.
My buddy was giving me crap because he goes, when are you flying back? Like, I'm literally flying to LA, same thing, for like 2 days.
Yeah.
And I go, I got that Friday afternoon flight. And he goes, what time? I go, 4:20. He's like, of course you do. I was like, look, it was the cheapest afternoon. It just happens to be at 4:20. I didn't do it on purpose.
You're not that much of a stoner that you're only going to book flights at 4:20.
Right, but my one buddy doesn't smoke, so to him, I'm like the biggest stoner.
You're like Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I am. Just be nice to Gail King, please.
Oh, Jesus.
Man, exciting weekend for us.
Yeah, man.
We're going to the Dragons game, baby.
Trying something different, like the Tech Talk.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to the XFL game. I won't lie. I watched. I was excited. I was shocked how many people texted me. Like, Baird, all my Seahawks buddies were just like, screw it, I'm in. I'm watching the Dragons game.
Yeah.
My cousin Tom had his kids at the DC Defenders game.
Dude, like, DC was rocking.
He's a Niners fan who lives in Baltimore, but loves football so much. He was like, screw it. Kids, we're Defenders fans now.
I mean, and it's a good option for families. 20-something bucks a ticket.
Yeah.
And even though the place wasn't packed, there was enough people there to make it noisy.
Yeah, well, that
sounded good.
That's the main thing too. Shout out to just the Seattle fans. Holy, they sold so many more tickets than everybody else.
What I say, average about like 15, 16 grand per team,
right,
in the XFL for the first season, the first game, and a lot of those teams were playing in soccer stadiums.
Which I think for a lot of that is a good idea.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Except for I think the New York team played.
They played in the MetLife,
which was funny because I saw people being like, "Finally, New York has a good team because they won big."
I know, it's so funny, dude.
Awesome.
That, and all the Dallas fans were like, "Of course we lost."
And then the team they said was going to be like the best team, the Tampa Bay Vipers, who we're playing, got spanked in the first week.
Yeah, trust me. I hope everybody took the unders and made some money last week.
Yeah.
I also love that the XFL is like, yep, there's the line, there's the over-under. Like, you gamble, we get it.
But yeah, we already were talking in the office with the rest of the boys in the office, and it was like, dude, Seattle's already, they're poised to sell over 30,000 people at the game, which is going to fill up the entire Lowell Bowl. It's going to be like a Sounders
match. It's going to be like a Sounders match.
That's insane.
I try to explain to people all the time. I know this from doing radio here, but if you're, like, things in the Northwest people love. And if you don't live up here, you'll never understand it. But, you know, technology helps. But we're still cut off, basically, from the rest of the country.
We're still South Alaska.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, right. Like, people love football here. Mm-hmm. Like, they love the Seahawks. They want to watch the Dragons. Like, I don't know. I've worked radio in other towns, and the passion is not the same as it is in the Northwest.
And how about you? I feel like there's been a chip on the Seattle sports fan shoulder ever since Forbes for a couple years said that Seattle was the worst sports town in all of America.
Yeah.
This was like right before the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. I'm not saying that I think Seahawks winning the Super Bowl had much more of an effect on just like the fandom that we have here for sports. But you see it with the Sounders. The city embraced that team like none other. It's been an incredible story. And the Sounders did it all right. And actually, like, hand it to the Dragons, man. I feel like they're doing it all right with the way they're marketing it. We see what's going to happen with hockey. This town's already going nuts about that. So I'm not, like, shocked by how much people are supporting the XFL, but I am kind of shocked because, you know.
Don't get me wrong. I'm surprised, but I'm just like, damn. But here's the other thing, too, is that, like, look, somebody that grew up in Washington, right? Mm-hmm. I was a Redskins fan forever. But also.
You better not be a Defenders fan.
No. Okay. Hell no.
Dragons for life.
Right.
Dragons. We're spitting fire.
Also, like, the Seahawks sucked forever.
Yes.
And I think at a certain point, like, as I get older, like, look, let's be honest with fans. The NFL is so expensive to go to a game. There's nothing wrong with people not going. If you live in D.C., they put out a terrible product. Don't go to their effing games.
Absolutely.
So, like, to be like, oh, there was no real Seahawks fans, so they got good. Like, yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, look, I don't feel like throwing my money away.
Yeah.
I mean, I was one of those. I had season tickets. Granted, I was also getting married and I had a lot of other stuff going on. But it was the year that Jim Mora was the coach. And remember, that was a terrible year.
Right. Because this is right. There was the.
It was like the 4-12
teams,
season.
Right. And then there's a couple years before Carroll shows up.
There was that one season.
Was it just the one year?
Where they pretty much forced Holmgren out because Jim Mora was the future of coaching for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
So Holmgren gets phased out because the team wasn't. You know, it was definitely on the downslide from when they went to the Super Bowl. They bring in Mora with all this high expectation. They go 4-12. The team was terrible. I got to the point where I'm like, I can't afford to drop thousands of dollars to go see a crappy product with a coach I really don't believe in. Like, I thought he was sucked.
Yeah.
And the things he would say in interviews really pissed me off. I need more dirtbags on my team and like stupid crap like that. I'm like, you know, I'm always going to love the Seahawks, but I really can't invest in a team when I'm about to get married. And then, of course, I get rid of my season tickets.
That's weird. Carol takes over. Jim Mora Jr.
Yeah.
Not your guy.
No. All right. I don't like him. I mean, I'm sure he's a nice guy. Whatever. He hurt this team, man.
I know.
4-12.
I was like, I like his sweet. I need more dirt bags. Yeah.
Yeah.
These people don't want to get in there.
We need dirt bags.
And then, right, did they fire him or did he leave to go to UW?
No,
he didn't get that job.
No, they gassed him as soon as they realized he could get Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
which is I get.
But but that's what we're saying, right? Like, if the team's not good, people aren't going to go.
And it doesn't mean you're less of a fan. It just means that you're maybe don't have all this extra income just to throw away on a bad product.
Right.
Like, if I hit a restaurant, but I love sushi, I'm not going to always go to this crappy sushi place because I need to prove that I love sushi.
Right, and there's some restaurants I used to really like, and then they get different owners or something, the menu, and it's like, I don't want to go there. It's like,
not feeling it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyways, Dragons, I'm pumped. I enjoyed how the production was on the game. I mean, it was obviously a cluster F at times when they were talking to players on the sidelines and the coaches.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed that. I like that little peek behind the curtain. It's different.
I like the Seattle running back when they went to him right after he scored and he's like huffing and puffing.
Yep.
And they're like, can you describe the play? And he basically was like throw it to me in space. Like, I'm going to score. Right? And then he goes, it's the XFL. There's real dogs out here. And I was like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
Like, it was a little choppy, but that guy's being real right there.
I like there was that one guy that got injured, but then he was going back in there asking him how his injury was. And he's like talking to the lady that's interviewing him. And then he goes, she's like, okay, well, good luck. And he goes, yes, sir. And ma'am. And then he just runs off. But the highlight, in my opinion, I think we might get him on our show either tomorrow morning or maybe Friday morning, fingers crossed, is the center for the Seattle Dragons. His name is Dylan Day.
Oh, I'm familiar with him.
What happened?
I don't know. There's just a lot of chatter after play. We're trying to make some stuff happen, and they're doing a little extra pushing and shoving. We're trying to get our job done.
And then they cut him out. Dylan Day, never change. You are my favorite Seattle Dragons player. If they had jerseys for sale, other than the number 20 for the 2020 season, I think I'd rock a number 50.
Yeah. Dylan
Day. I kind of think he should wear number 69 because he seems like that kind of guy.
Yeah, well, that I agree with.
Well, why do you say you know a lot about him?
He was a little famous when he played in the SEC for the stuff he's complaining about right there.
Oh, dirty player?
I'm just saying, like he was one player I knew before that happened.
Well, he's got long hair and tattoos. Yeah. He's okay in my book.
I know, and everybody loves him. Like, if people grow up, I'm just saying.
It's time for you to grow up and embrace him.
I was just dying laughing when he was, doing extra, Dylan Day? Really? You stopped on dudes.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Man, we got lots
of stuff. He's no Luke Wilson.
What's that?
He's not Luke Wilson.
What if he wants to become a member of the Mega family?
Well, I'll be straight up. Like, what if I'm your Mississippi State? Like, there's a couple film of you stepping on people.
All right, we come
it's
back.
A large man, though.
We got some emails. We got some text messages. And we also got someone wondering if they should be mad.
Oh, all right. Good.
And it involves a dog.
Nice.
When the Mega Cast returns.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep while these two knuckleheads were talking. Yawn. The Megacast will be back.
Friday! St. Valentine's Day. With high-powered, estrogen-driven, testosterone-fueled romancing and dating love. Get ready for the overpriced flowers. The chocolates. The mushy greeting cards. The overbooked restaurants and more. It's the essential, mandatory, Hallmark-manipulated holiday of the year. Don't miss the pressure. The guilty expectations. And don't forget the jewelry store commercials. Friday! St. Valentine's Day. You better be there.
They say that I should be nicer. Okay, how about this? Oh great, I'm so happy. Boy oh boy, it's a miracle. The two most handsome men in the world are back. Ugh. I think I just puked in my mouth saying all of that. The Megacast is back.
So angry.
It's just a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pull a Dylan Day on her. Step on her.
Step on her. Step on her. Hey,
That's it. Want to give a shout out? To Jesse, Jamie, Ozzy, and Ava. Met this family at 5CC Wrestling in Bellingham.
All right.
Brought up Mega Hugs. Listened to it all the time. Jesse and Jamie are the parents.
That's so weird. My friends are Jesse and Jamie.
Oh, yeah, dude. Super, super nice people.
Same couple.
They were pumped that I was there, which was really cool. And I hooked their kids, Ava and Ozzy, with my Steve Miggs wrestle buddies. Because they were just so adorable, man. The daughter, Ava, cracked me up because I'm like, hey, give me a high five. I have no idea what ages are. I'm terrible at that. I'm probably going to get better.
You better get on that, Steve. You're a parent now.
Well, you know, I'll understand it when Tatum is a certain age. She looked like she was 4 or 5 years old, right?
Okay.
I'm like, how you doing? She said, blah, blah. And she goes, I'm in high school. And I'm like, well, I was a lot older when I was in high school. I thought it was funny. She was adorable. It was cool, man. I met a lot of people who listened to the MegaCast actually in Bellingham. And
no
by
kidding.
A lot, I think five.
That's
but that's
awesome.
Still a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's a small venue that we're at. Maybe like 100 people were there to watch the wrestling. And that was pretty awesome.
So up to Bellingham.
Yeah, Bellingham.
I love that town, man.
Bellingham's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about the...
I gotta mention it every time, but the Archer Inn.
The Archer Inn. Is that where you eat or drink?
Both.
Okay.
But that's where all the soccer guys hung out. All my buddies played soccer up there.
Uh-huh.
So like when Dragovan got inducted to the Western Washington Athletic
that's
Hall of Fame.
Right, in Bellingham.
That's where we went afterwards. And it was great.
Shout out to Drago.
Yeah, man. Try to talk him into going to that game with me.
Oh, to the Dragons game?
No, to the Dodgers game.
Oh.
Look, here's the deal. If it starts with a D, I'm going to see it. That sounded bad, didn't it?
No, not at all.
If it starts with a D, I'm going to see it.
Somebody else said, listen to MegaCast. You talked about how you like blueberries. That's me. We planted a bush when my daughter was born. 2 years later, she loves to go out and pick and eat them.
Yeah, again, I like blueberries in a lot of stuff. I hate eating them raw. Like the texture or something's weird.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Another one, listening to MegaCast from 2 weeks ago. I have to say, it's good hearing the little ones doing well. It was good to hear your perspective of going through the process of becoming a father. Ah! I was in the same boat myself, but it took us 5 years, but our daughter came out a week after yours. Our labor lasted 51 hours. Holy crap.
Ooh.
I've never seen so much blood, but thankfully my wife is okay. Yeah, dude, it's crazy. The birth is nuts. I'll spare those details. But they cut the cord without asking me because they had to get the baby out now moment. And then they said, would I like to cut the cord? But the baby was at the other side of the room, so essentially I'm just giving the cord a trim. But yeah, fatherhood's great. And I learned dads can have the baby blues also, so you're not the only one freaking out.
All right.
Yeah, the cutting of the cord was like, that was insane. I was so nervous because everyone said, be careful. It's like, we're kind of rubbery. Really get in there. So I really got in there and just clamped it. And just like, it cut really easy because I think I was so prepared for it.
Yeah.
It's like, argh. Well,
you've been lifting. You're a wrestler now.
That's true, man. Doing a lot of flexing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should have bit it with your teeth.
Argh. Just like, oh, dude, you know I love the WWE. But there are some and you know what? I will give them the benefit of the doubt. We have no idea how this is now going to end up, but this is how it started. On Monday Night Raw, Becky Lynch defeated Asuka. They had a great match.
All right.
All of a sudden, sliding in behind her.
Didn't we see her wrestle NXT, Asuka?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, back at the Paramount.
Yeah.
Sliding in is Shayna Baszler, former MMA fighter who's like, just, I mean, a dominant force in at NXT.
All right.
You might. I don't think she was like in the UFC, but she was like, she had a little run in the MMA world.
All right.
But she's awesome. But she's just a certified, like, she's just a straight up badass, right? So she comes in and sneak attacks Becky Lynch. I'm like, awesome. She's now on Raw. That's great. And then she just kind of gets right behind her and starts biting her neck. And they must have like blood capsules because she pulls out and it looks like Gene Simmons from Kiss. Her whole face is just red with blood. I'm like, is she a vampire?
Is she a tiger? Like, why is she biting the neck?
I don't know. Like, this is a really weird flex. Like, what's going on? Is this like her thing now? Like, she took her mouth guard off because she wrestles with a mouth guard. Like, to kind of
MMA style. Right, I'm a pro fighter.
Pulls it off and then just chomps on the back of Becky Lynch's neck and just blood all over her face. You know, Becky's like, oh, you know. And then Becky Lynch, instead of being taken to the hospital, steals the ambulance and takes herself to the hospital.
Well, she has to.
Disappears maybe 40 to 50 minutes later on Raw. Comes back in the ambulance. Goes back into the ring. Cuts a promo saying, yeah, they numbed it up. They bandaged it. They packed it. They gave me some good pain meds. So she essentially then drove on pain meds back to the arena to cut a promo. And the whole time I'm like, what the hell are we doing?
The thing is, the WWE has been so unchallenged for so long.
Yeah.
To put it in simple terms, it's like the Ravens this year, right? The Ravens were very good.
Yes,
the Ravens did not play from behind much. So in that playoff game, they got punched in the mouth, and it wasn't just the MVP. Lamar Jackson should have been the MVP.
Right.
By the way, Russell Wilson should have got at least a goddamn vote.
Dude, right?
That is ridiculous to me in his career. He's never had a vote.
It bums me out because whenever the conversation starts picking up nationally, he typically has a bad game after that.
I know.
There was a couple of those this season.
There was. Like,
God dang it. Like, come on, man.
But the Ravens got punched in the face, and they got shook. They didn't know what to do.
Right.
So I think the WWE right now, like, with AEW, like, that... Obviously, the WWE is the much bigger and stuff, but I think the writers and stuff, I think they're getting nervous over there.
You could be right.
You know what I mean? They've never had any pressure on them, and now it's like... It's real pressure.
And
plus,
you know me.
With the internet, like, you know this. You're an independent wrestler, Steve.
Right.
It's very easy to see a lot of wrestling locally or wherever, and you don't have to just watch one thing
and pay for
pay-per-views and buy a channel.
And, dude, right now, there's something you can watch every day if you have YouTube or if you have a streaming service or if you have the network. You know, there's wrestling on somewhere pretty much every single day, like, live or, you know, live to tape. But there's the gif of her. Let's see. Like, right there, like, you see her with the bloody face?
Wow.
That's
a strange one.
Right.
That is really weird. Is this like a zombie?
That could be. Well, what is she now? The zombie Shayna Baszler?
Yeah, like, she actually died.
Or is she a vampire? Or was she just hungry? Oh, cool. Shayna Baszler is now a vampire. Hashtag Raw.
You know, I don't usually get involved in people's personal lives. It's not my business. But it still bums me out that... Jesus Christ.
Just Google image Shayna Baszler, and I'm sure you're going to see some of these pictures.
It still bums me out that her and Jeff Dye aren't together anymore, just because they were both so nice to us.
I know.
I mean, they're both separate. Like, they were so awesome. Like,
we had a good time hanging with them.
Yeah, I was like, that's a celebrity couple. I wish it stayed together.
Well, she's engaged now to Seth Rollins.
I don't think I knew that.
The Monday Night Messiah.
Yeah, and I get that. They work together and stuff. Yeah. I think a lot of wrestlers do that.
I'm happy for them.
I have no idea about the relationship. I'm just me jealous or being selfish. It's like, well, I really like Jeff Dye. Becky Lynch couldn't have been nicer. Could you guys stay together?
Dude, I felt bad that, like, anyone who is in a... It's weird how, like, some kind of... Like, people out there get weird when it comes to, like, celebrities and relationships. Like, you see it... When it's a female, there's like guy wrestling fans. I don't know. They think they had a chance, or like, are they bothered by the fact that she's in a relationship? Because like, there was negativity towards Jeff Dye when they were in a relationship. Like, WWE fans giving him a hard time.
Really?
It's like, well, what do you want? Like, what? Becky Lynch is not supposed to get involved in relationships because she needs to stay single so that these horny 40 to 60 year old guys in like their basements of their homes feel like they still have a chance. Like, I don't understand what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And now with Seth Rollins, some think that like his, like, people started turning on him in the crowd. Like, you know, he was well loved, and like some of it might be like the writing that the WWE had. Like, maybe he wasn't being written properly, which happens. I mean, I always feel bad when people give the wrestler a hard time because, I mean, they're just doing their job. They're an actor. I mean, do you get mad at like Robert De Niro because he was in a bad movie? No. Like, you're like, oh man, that director sucked or that writer sucked.
Yeah. You get mad at De Niro because, you know, it's an Irishman. It's a bunch of Italian dudes. Thanks, guys. So no Irish guys want those jobs. That's my mom's joke. So,
I like it.
Right.
So people are now like being like rude to Seth Rollins. It's like, you have no chance. Like, just be happy that your favorite wrestler is happy in a relationship.
Yeah, who gives a crap?
It's a wrestler. I know, dude. It's so weird. Like, I'm not. Well, I mean, hey, it happens in other sports too. Russell Wilson has a bad game and people are mad at Ciara still.
Oh, dude. Man, I got pissed the other day. Somebody on Twitter just wrote, like, if Russell Wilson cared as much about his hair as he did about playing quarterback, maybe the Seahawks would have been better. And I'm like, shut the F up.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want about Russell, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you can't argue with the amount of time that dude puts in to being the quarterback in playing football.
People are so dumb, man. I've heard that even on, like, a local level. It's like someone giving someone a hard time. Like, if he spent less time doing this and more time, you know, working on his craft, then maybe he'd be better at it. I'm like, yo, there's 24 hours in a day. It is possible that somebody can work really hard on their craft and still have a couple extra hours a day to do fun stuff.
Plus, it's their job. No matter how cool you think it is or whatever, it's their job.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day, right, like let's take Becky Lynch. She's wrestled that night. She's trained and everything. She probably wants 2 hours to veg out like any normal human or do something completely That's the reason a lot of football players love soccer. Because it's completely different. And they'll watch it.
That's so funny how people are. Like, no. 24/7, Russell Wilson needs to be thinking and doing things about football. He shouldn't be a father. He shouldn't be a husband. And he sure as hell shouldn't let his hair grow.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Real quick before we get out of here, somebody, Greg, he wrote us. He said, should I be mad? My ex won't let me see her dog anymore. We were together for 6 years. The dog is 5 years old. We broke up about 6 months ago. And at first she was cool with me getting time with the pup. But now she's in a new relationship and she won't let me see him because her new man is jealous. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to get with you. I want to hang with Daisy. Should I be mad? Hashtag mega hug.
I mean, if you got, they dated for 6 years and the dog's only 5 years old.
Yeah.
So that's both their dogs.
Pretty much.
See, I've only been in relationships where there was a dog that preceded me, so I couldn't be like, hey, can I hang out with the dog?
Right.
Because it was her dog.
But I mean, they might not have been living together for all that time, so maybe she got the dog.
Oh,
you know what I
mean?
They're not, I mean, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Man, I don't know. I don't know how dog visitation rights go.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was reading something that said 69% of people said after the breakup where a pet's involved, they missed a pet as much as they missed their ex. I missed the pet more than I missed. Yeah.
Well, also, for her, like, this, no offense. Who was guessing?
Greg.
Greg. No offense, Greg. But, like, also, if I'm the new boyfriend, I'd be like, yeah, honey, drop the dog off with Greg. So we could stay out all night and not worry about the dog.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Greg is the ex who's being nice and just wants to hang out with the dog. Like, that seems a little petty.
It's not like Greg wants to go over to their house and pretend to be in a relationship again so he can hang out with Daisy.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, trust me. I bet Greg wants nothing to do with the new guy other than just saying hello and being cordial so he can see his dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be pissed, Greg.
Greg,
I'm pissed for you.
Let's get together. We're taking Daisy.
Yeah. Yeah, Daisy's a strong name, too. My uncle had a Daisy. Beautiful pit bull. Miss her. Seriously, I love Daisy. She's a great dog. She'll wake me up every morning with kisses.
Oh, Lulu does that, man. It's so funny because sometimes there'll be my alarm's set for 3:10. There are times where at like 3:05-ish, I feel Lulu sitting on my arm and just like starts kissing me, and I'm like, the hell time is it? I look, it's like 3, sometimes even 2:30. I'm like, God, I don't want to. But I just can't. I will never be mad at her for that. It still makes me smile from ear to ear. It's so cute. It's like, wake up. Wake up. I got to take a leak. Wake up. And like, get up. Get her to the bathroom. Instantly goes pees and poops. Bring her back up. And now the cool thing is, I got to say, it's getting up. And then my wife gets up. And that's around the time that she feeds little Tatum.
All right.
So it's like a perfect whammy. I get to see everybody. I get to see my wife's boob for a second. It's a great way to start the day, Ted.
That doesn't count.
Ah! All right. We got to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
If you see us at the Dragons game, free mega hugs.
Free mega hugs.
First 20,000 people go to the game, get a free rally towel.
Yeah, I don't know what to wear. We don't have any gear. Should we wear like hunting gears? It's orange.
Dude, I'm in the same. I went online trying to order stuff. All the stuff I want sold out. Then I go to the 47 brand website. They got some stuff, but there's no guarantee. It won't get here in a week.
And is there a team shop?
Danny went down to the Seahawks shop and they said, yeah, we don't have anything, but we'll have stuff the day of.
All right.
So like, there, unless someone knows something, let me know in advance. I'll swing by there. Because I want to get one of those Dragons beanies. The ones with the little poofy top.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want one of those, but they've been sold out.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a shirt or something.
Or a hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, I got a white t-shirt, but you know how it is. Us kind of guys, we don't wear white t-shirts.
Stop rocking a white. You got to wear something underneath it.
Yeah.
That's generally, if I'm rocking a white t-shirt out, like, I'm wearing something underneath it.
And so, yeah, I want to get some. I want to support this team. I want to show up wearing gear. I just don't think I'm going to be, I think it's going to be one of those things where we buy it when we get there.
Yep. Yep,
yeah. So if you see us, in addition to a free rally towel, we will give free mega hugs to anyone who asks.
Yeah. And you'll see us. We got good seats.
We're on the field, yo.
Right. We're like in a suite on the field. So you'll see us. But halftime, I'll be in the north end somewhere drinking beers.
Yeah.
North end of the stadium.
Yes.
Because we're right below my normal sounder seats.
I'm looking forward to it, man.
I can't wait.
Some of the food that they unveiled looks great. Did you see the dragon tooth?
No.
It's like a big rib.
I've been practicing breathing fire.
Oh, nice.
Last weekend I got drunk and I was like, I'm going to walk into the stadium just,
I'll bring a lighter.
That would be amazing.
And it'll be the last time we ever get invited into that suite.
Yeah, and Mike Hawk goes, you're also going to kill yourself.
Follow us on Twitter at the MegaCast. We'll see you on Saturday. Anything else coming up?
February 22nd, we got a great card down at Cage Sport. So there's still Ticketmaster.com. It's gonna be a big show.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, man. All right, on. We'll see you next time.
Cheers. I almost said cheers. It's not my podcast.
Oh, cheers to you.
Cheers.
Ah, cheers. See?
Ah.